My ego's high. It's fine. I told you guys Joe Maddon would sign with the Los Angeles Angels as the manager. I told you. There's multiple people on Twitter that didn't even agree with me. So my petty self had to go to Twitter, find the tweet from October 1st. I quoted it and said, it's almost like I said this on October 1st. You know what people said? Nothing, because they were silent. They were afraid to admit they were wrong and I was right, because that would mean they are failures at least one thing. And I was right. But now that the Angels went and got Joe Maddon, which Joe Maddon, everybody knows he has a different way of doing things. He does a lineup differently. We could possibly see Mike Trout batting first, second, third, or fourth for the Los Angeles Angels. But this is so important on the checklist for the Angels. They are so close. They have the offensive firepower. There are a good amount of free agents out there where you can go pick up one more bat. Shohei Ohtani should be ready to pitch in 2020 for the Angels. And look at it from this standpoint, people. Mike Trout finally has a chance to go to the playoffs. And that's a good thing for baseball, because Mike Trout, obviously, West Coast, plays probably 10 o'clock Eastern games. Not a lot of people get to see him play, but everybody knows how good he is. By the time this is all said and done, he could be the best baseball player to ever step on a baseball field, the way things are going for him. And the positive thing about this for Mike Trout, he does it the clean way. No steroids, no drugs, no betting on baseball. None of the above. I want Mike Trout in the playoffs, and Joe Maddon was the only manager that would have gotten him there. Because with Joe Maddon, that means the Angels are in win-now mode. Now remember, there's a checklist, though. You can't just get Joe Maddon. There is a pitcher in the 2020 free agency pool that I told you guys around the same time on October 1st. Who they need to make sure they sign. So you can check off getting Maddon as your manager for the Angels ownership. You already have the all-star, all-pro, top-tier talent in all of baseball in Mike Trout. You have the two-way beast in Shohei Ohtani who can bat and who can pitch, which is a rare thing to find. Which I don't think Michael Lorenzen for the Reds doesn't get enough credit. And Brian Kay knows where I'm going with this. He just said, yeah in the chat. Gerrit Cole, the man who just completely is dominating in the postseason, has won his last 20 decisions. Did he have a little rough game yesterday for his standards alone? Yes. For everybody else's standards, probably not, if you weren't watching too closely and what he's done in the last 20 games. But Gerrit Cole going to the Angels would give them that top-tier pitching they need. Their bullpen is not that bad. They go sign an arm in Gerrit Cole. They go sign another bullpen arm, and they go get another bat, and they keep that roster intact with Mike Trout leading the way and Joe Maddon as the manager for the Angels. I promise you the Angels will be in the postseason, whether that's in a wild card spot or they might win the division. It's coming. It would be a failure to baseball fans if we didn't get a chance to see Mike Trout in the playoffs. And the Angels have done nothing, not an absolute thing, to make that happen until today. But it can't be the only thing they do. And you probably saw this coming from a mile away. As soon as the Cubs fired Joe Maddon, you knew he was going to go to the Angels. You had to know. A very strategic manager style. Likes the analytics. But when he won the World Series in 2016, he also had an Anaheim Angels ball cap in his back pocket for his dad. Where Joe Maddon also coached as a bench coach in the early 2000s, late 90s. He's been with that organization before. He's more than happy to go back.